Om Shanti. In the series of Power of Thought, today is episode number 38. This is the Avyakta Murli of 16th February 1996. Baba is saying, but did you accumulate the instant fruit of service or did you just labor? You may have used 8 hours for service, but did you accumulate those 8 hours in service? Did you accumulate that time, or did you accumulate half and half of that time spent in running around and thinking about everything? Elevated thoughts and thoughts of good wishes and good feelings are accumulated. So check your account of accumulation throughout the day. When your account of accumulation increases, you will automatically become a diamond. Even now your time and thoughts are neither accumulated in the accounts of good nor the bad. It is good that you were saved from accumulating it in the account of bad. But did you accumulate in the account of good? Do you understand? Now save your time and your thoughts. The more you save and accumulate now, then accordingly you will rule and will be worshipped throughout the Kalpa. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 16th February 1996. Baba is telling to accumulate, and he is focusing on two things: to save your time and save your thoughts. So these are the two important things, Samaya and Sankalpa. If you learn to save these two things, just these two things, thoughts and time, already you have made a significant progress. The worst thing that's happening in Brahmin life is wastage of time. If you look around the Brahmin family, we see that people are sitting and gossiping. People are sitting and discussing worthless things. People are sitting and talking about past things or talking about those things which have yet not happened. In one of the classes of Mansa service, Mansa Seva, we had seen different methods of time management. And everyone must learn this method of time management. Without time management, you cannot progress. No matter what purusharth, what efforts we do, unless and until we know where our time is getting wasted and what is the best way to utilize time, we are not going to make progress. We must learn to steal time. So, today we will discuss about time management. In that class, if you remember, we had discussed about 18 different methods of time management. I hope all of you remember that. So what are the different methods? What are the different ways in which we manage time? The first and foremost is plan your day. The first thing is planning the day. Without planning, if you jump headlong into the day, you are dispersed, you are scattered, you are lost somewhere throughout the day. Because then you don't know what is most important thing and which is least important thing. Probably you start giving more time to the least important thing because there is no planning. So first important thing is planning. And what is the best time for planning? It is post Amrit Vela. Immediately after Amrit Vela, you sit down in Baba's room or you go for a walk or you sit down somewhere. And first of most important thing is plan. What I have to do today? What are the works? What are the appointments? What are the assignments? In another way, this is also known as to-do list. For that, you can take the help of organizers. Lot of apps are available on mobile. Organizers. Where you write down. These are the 5 things I have to do today. One of them is going for service, going to center, going to Murli, and then going to some other place, going to office, meeting particular important person. This is important date today. Some important function is there. I have to go to that function. At least 5 events or whatever things that are going to happen or you're going to do, you plan them. First is this planning. Second, time boxing. Second is time boxing. What is time boxing, Arvind bhai? We had discussed time boxing. Time boxing is you give a particular time to particular tasks, like 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I am going to do this work, typing work or writing work. You are dividing works. You are giving a particular period of time, a stipulated time to a task. So this is known as time boxing. If you don't have time boxing, you take one work. Suppose I take the work of reading today's Murli. I have not decided how much time I have to read it. So I just keep on reading it. And in that, in between, I also am doing many other things. My mind is not focused. I have not decided in how much time I should read this, in how much time I should finish revision of this Murli, in how much time I have to do this particular task. So time boxing is very required, is very much necessary thing. So always decide 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to, if suppose there are some tasks which take for more time, maybe 3 to 5, 2 hours for that task. So that is known as time boxing. Third is time buffering. What is time buffering? Suppose if you fixed a time like 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, I have to do this work. From 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, I have to do this work. But it can happen that that work may take more time. So always keep 15 minutes gap. 10 minutes gap, this is known as time buffering. Suppose I have to go and catch train at 12 noon. And it takes about 1 hour to reach down. But we never know, the weather is inclement. The weather is unfavorable. There could be sudden rain, sudden traffic. So I have to keep at least some time more. Keep half an hour more. Just as whenever somebody goes by flight journey, he has to reach airport 1 hour before. And to be on the safer side, even 1.5 hours before. Because from our place, the airport is far away. And if, depending on what time you are going early in the morning, in the wee hour of morning, or you are going during the hectic hours of evening. You have to keep in mind so many factors. Traffic, how is the road, how is the weather. So this is known as time buffering. So definitely you should do time boxing, but at the same time you should do time buffering. This is a very important thing for all the Brahmins. Brahmins are, since their day is fixed, they are least bothered about time management. They feel that our time is already getting utilized for the best of the work, but it's not like that. We have to become managers. We have to learn to manage time. Fourth, prioritize. Prioritize things. Which is the most important thing I have to do and which is the least important thing? Checking Facebook and checking Twitter and emails, that is not the first thing you do when you get up from in the morning. Even before saying good morning to Baba, they are saying, what is it? What email I have received? The mobile is there. Last night we had posted some photos. What is the response? That you want to early, the first thing that you want to see early in the morning is that. Is that the most important thing in life? Throughout the day, which is the most important task, which is the most important task that requires your full attention? There are certain tasks, insignificant ones, they don't require too much of attention. So you can delegate them. You can keep them at down. Whenever you get time, I will do this work. Suppose you have to make some phone call, but it's not a very important phone call. So during that period of time buffer, you can keep, yes, I have to make this phone call. So prioritize. Next, keep the calendar in front of you. Keep the calendar in front of you. On that calendar only you can write. Throughout the month, What are the important? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6th, I have to go for some meeting. 7th, I have to attend this particular function. 8th, this is a program in Om Shanti Bhavan. 9th, this is a program in Gyan Sarovar. 10th, there is a program in center. 9th, 10th, there is some function in office, so I am going to get late. So I have to set my dincharya, my timetable according to that. So keep the what? Calendar in front of you. Next, keep the watch in front of you. Keep the watch in front of you. Watch should be on your table. Watch should be on the wall. You should be keeping, seeing wall, that watch from time to time. Otherwise it doesn't have, it should not happen. Now it is 6:20 right now in the morning. So, what I have to do from 6:30 to 7 o'clock, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. For that you require time. If you don't have watch, you lose sight of the time. So you should have time, watch in front of you. So, keep the watch in front of you. Keep the calendar in front of you. If you don't have calendar, calendar is not just for those festivals and all those reasons. You should have a calendar where there is a lot of space so that you can write there something. In that calendar itself. On that calendar itself, you can write some important notes. Next, in time management, you must try to do things 10 minutes before your allotted time. Suppose you have kept the time of 10 minutes, half an hour for one particular thing. Keep the target that I finish it before 5 minutes. Keep the target that I finish it before 5 minutes. Suppose I had, one is time buffering. You are keeping extra time, but you aim to finish it before time. Before 10 minutes. Suppose it is a typing work. Okay. And I have 1 hour. So my aim would be to finish it before 5 or 10 minutes. Next point is similar to this. If you want to reach particular place at 10 o'clock, you make it aim that you reach the place 15 minutes before or 10 minutes before. If it is your duty and so you have to relieve somebody, that somebody should go home early. If you go early, that somebody can go early. For example, in offices, those who have rotating duties, for example, we have doctors with us. They have morning, evening, night. So I have seen that many times what happens, suppose the duty finishes, night person is working till 8 o'clock, the morning person is coming at 8:15. So he is giving over till 8:45. So the night person is going home at 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock. Actually, we should make it a aim that the person we should relieve early. If suppose somebody's job is till 8 o'clock and I have my duty starts at 8 o'clock, I should reach there by 7:45. So that I take the over and that person is relieved and that person goes home early. So this is a very good thing. This is a very good habit. That you reach at places early. If it's you are going for some lecture, going for some class, going for some function. Jagdish Bhai is the greatest example of this. He used to reach on that thing early. He used to make hurry. If suppose Chakradhari Ben has given her experience, if sisters are making late, what he used to do? He used to go in kitchen and pack all their breakfast and take the breakfast and keep in the car and say, your breakfast is ready, now eat on the way. No need to sit here and do breakfast because we are getting late. And if you reach the function and nobody has come, it's okay. Still it is okay. Rather than everything is started and people are waiting for us. And then we are making a dramatic entry and waiting for that thunder applause. And there is one more aspect to that. If we go to some function and that function has not started, I have seen even BKs getting angry. If some VIP is called for a lecture, okay, that person has come for lecture. The lecture starts at 9 o'clock. You have given the time. Suppose I have invited you and you come at 9 o'clock and you see that the previous lecture is still going on or there is a lot of time, then the person is flabbergasted, angry, fly into a rage. No matter, you are going to talk on anger management, that is a different thing. You have gone there for talking on anger management, but you reach and you find that mic is not working. You find that things are not ready. You find that there is nobody to give your introduction. You are so much angry. You find that there is nobody to garland you. You are angry. You find that you sat and mic is not very good quality. You are angry. And the speech is on anger management. You finish your lecture on anger management and then you blast all the organizers. Is this the arrangement you have done? You should have thought before calling me. Who I am? Who am I? So one of the principles of time management is reaching the places before the stipulated time. Then last point we'll make and then we'll finish this point. There are 18 points if you remember. What else in time management? Meetings that we did already. Time that is covered in that boxing and pegging. All those things come in that. What? Exam time means?
Time value.
Time value, importance. One of the important things that come in time is food and sleep. These are the two important things you have to manage in this Brahmin life. How much time you are spending on food? How much time you are spending on sleep? Sleep is such a thing that if you sleep for 12 hours and if you get habituated, after that you will always want 12 hours. You can reduce it to as much as possible. You can increase it to as much as possible. It depends on you. It depends on you. How much time we are spending in sleeping. And actually that sleep is not required. If we look at ourselves, we'll find that we are giving such a great amount of time in sleep. So precious sleep. Is that much sleep really required? And second, food. The amount of food we are thrusting down our mouth is probably not that much required. This body requires very less things. This body doesn't require too many comforts. And this body is already indulgent. From Dwapar Yuga, from Copper Yuga, from Copper Age, you have seen that you have indulged in all the sensual pleasures. So it wants more sleep, it wants more food, it wants more, all the sensuality. And if you want to become a yogi is a state of balanced mind. And when I talk of balance, whenever somebody talks about less, people immediately come up and they talk about balance. They say, they will take, don't teach Hatha Yoga. Baba has taught balance. They are very quick to come up with this answer. But for balance, two things should be in balance. Balance, two things. Your balance is not there. It's rather on another side. More sleep, more food. Is this a balance? This is not the state of balance. Anything? So, time management has to do with food, how much food we eat, in how much time we are eating. There are people who keep on eating for half an hour. That's even not a very good thing. You should be fast also. Not very fast also. So, these are some of the things in time management. Everyone must learn to manage his or her time. And just as we value our time, we have to value others' time also. It's not that you pick up the phone call and you call up at any time and start disturbing people. Learn to know their lifestyle, their dincharya, what time they are free. I have seen that many good people, there are many people who they will first SMS, they will take an appointment, they will call and they will ask. That's a good thing. They value your time. And there are others who have no value for your time. And they want us. There was one sister who called me and the first thing she asked is, how much time you want to give me? I said, I'm just free for 5-10 minutes now. No. If you are going to listen to me for half an hour, then only I'll talk, otherwise go. That was her language. and she had a problem and she wanted to ask a question. But her tone was very different. Is this the way we ask others to give time? We request them rather than order them or force them. You are walking and somewhere they will catch you. There are people who will catch anywhere. That's a very bad thing, but I have seen that. They will stand anywhere. Near the gate of Om Shanti Bhavan, you are entering to hear Murli and they are sitting with a big file. Medical reports. Where? At the gate of Om Shanti Bhavan. There. Gate number 1 or gate number 2. There they want to show everything. Because no, they don't want to wait outside. So, learn to respect others' time also. When our time is valuable, other times is also valuable. Others' sleep is also valuable. Others' food is also valuable. But we want that they should pick up our phone and they should immediately answer us. We have all these expectations from others. They should, no matter, we are not bothered what, they might be in a very important meeting. But we want them to pick up our call immediately, within one or two ring. We don't even want that they should, if they pick up the phone late, why, where were you? That's the first question. So, time. Time and thought. Thought we are already discussing, today we discuss time. Om Shanti.